guys, 我是 Jenny, 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is your Roast Master General, Adam.
Roast Master, 烧烤大王烧烤大师是什么意思
Well, we got a lot to talk about today, and one of the things we are going to talk about is this word roast.
哦、oh, 烧烤但是它还有一个意思就是吐槽、
嗯、
因为国内有个很红的节目吐槽大会啊然后美国呢也有一个 format 很像的节目应该美国先开始的话、
嗯、
就叫 The Roast、
right.
对不对好那吐槽这个词呢在口语里现在也很常用啊所以今天我们就跟大家分享一下吐槽在英文里可以怎么说 OK why don't we just start with this word roast
OK so basicallyroast, to roast someone, it means to criticize someone.
Oh, criticize 就是批评、
mm-hmm,
是吗
Right.、
嗯、吐槽 And the roast 它原来的含义是烧烤、
mm-hmm.
所以这个其实也有点像因为就是 you're kind of putting them on the spot, like
putting
all the heat
yeah,
on them.
Yeah, putting all the heat on them, for sure.
那中国的吐槽大会这个节目它的英语名就叫 roast.
Yeah.
然后在国外我看什么 Comedy Central, 他会就请一个大明星来就是it's a Brad Pitt roast.
Right.
对对
it's usually called a celebrity roast.
Roast.
But it doesn't have to be. I mean, like, we could have a small group of people and just have a roast, but we're not famous, so we won't be on TV.
Okay. 所以 celebrity roast 就是这种明星的吐槽大会节目。但是呢这不是明星的权利我们老百姓也可以 get roasted.
Yeah, you can, sure.
所以这个动词短语的搭配是 you get roasted,、
mm-hmm.
对不对、I got roasted last night.、
Mm-hmm.
或者在北美的婚礼上面 it's almost a tradition for the groom to get roasted.、
Yeah, a little bit.Yeah.
嗯，就是通常他的那个伴郎会挖苦他一下，会 roast 他一下，是不是？
Yes, that's right. So the best man, or I mean a lot of people do、mm. at the wedding, it will be the best man, the father, the host. Yeah, they will all roast the groom.
Okay. 所以吐槽你的人就是 they roast you, 然后 you get roasted.
Right.
好的，那接下来我们要看的这个词呢，就是可能你查字典里大概还没有吐槽这个说法。
Yeah, so I think we should probably talk about complain.
对，
right?
更常用的这个词啊、mm. ，to complain, 投诉，或者说就是经常会表达一些自己的不满吧。
Right. Yeah, you just want to vent.
嗯 ,vent 就是发发气对吧
Right, just get it out of you.
是是。好那 complain 这个词我想很多朋友已经很熟悉了。特别是你出去的时候去一个饭店啊什么服务不好或者食物不好。
Right, so you can complain about the service, you can complain about the food.
嗯但是呢有一些人他就是很喜欢吐槽的生活中什么事情都可以吐槽。
Yes, okay, so people that like complaining. Well, those people, you can call them complainers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
还可以把它变成一个名词。
Complainer.
For people who are always complaining.
Always complaining about everything.
对，所以具体吐槽什么事物呢？我们后面用的介词是 about,、mm. To complain about something.
Yes.
那如果就不停的吐槽不停的抱怨呢、
just never stops complaining、always complaining
keeps complaining、但是好像真正在你 complain 的时候啊不一定确实要用到 complain 这个词
right so that's another example of a time whenWe don't use the word to actually, we are complaining, but we don't use the word complain when we are complaining.
对比如有些人 they're always complaining about their job, 但他不会说 oh, I'm complaining about my job.
I would like to complain about my job with you.
对就是第三方 a third party 在说他的时候才会用。
Right, oh, Jesus, always complaining.
但是我们前面说的投诉服务。这个时候我可以直接用 complain 这个词吗比如说这个服务员的态度不好然后我想 speak to his manager.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could say I would like to complain to the manager,、uh-huh. but I think it's more common just to say I'd like to speak to the manager.
哦、他就知道你的意思是要 complain.
Right, I'm not going to speak to the manager to say like, oh, this terrible food and this terrible waitress is great.
但是你能不能直接比如 manager 来了、我跟他说 I'd like to complain about that waiter. I'd like to complain about this food, this dish.
You could say that, but we often use a more formal word, a related word in those cases, which is make a complaint.
后面加一个 T.
T, yeah, make a complaint.
所以 a complaint 是一个名词、
right.
是吧
You make one.
I'd like to make a complaint.、Mm-hmm.OK, 好那说完了 complain, 投诉抱怨吐槽接着我们要介绍大家一组啊三个不同的词但它的意思和用法非常的像。
Yes, and these words are much more fun to say than complain. Complain is a fine word, but it's not quite as good as moan.
对。
Or whine.
Oh, gripe.
Gripe.
Complain 跟他们比起来有一点 boring, 是吧
right, exactly.
好那这三个词 moan,、
okay.
whine 和 gripe,、
okay.
意思和那 complain 差不多吗
Same, yeah. Now, the difference is here, like、an animal will moan.
什么动物、yeah. 哦就是那个声音。
Right,、right. It's a sound. It's a sound of、pain. Or...
声音对这个声音你知道。中文有个词叫呻吟嘛、就梦的意思但听起来是不是很像呻吟
Okay, so what about wine then?
不是红酒吗
It's the pronunciation is the same Or at least it's very, very, very similar No, this is W-H-I-N-E And this is basically what a baby does、
oh.
I don't wanna go
Right, 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 kids whine
Kids、
right.
whine, okay、So animals moanKids whine. Now, as for gripe, I guess that's something that people do.
Humans.
Humans, yeah, we gripe. So gripe, whine, and moan, all of these words can be verbs. He's always moaning, she's always whining, but they can also all be nouns.
Hey,
yes.
Sure.
Well, you can hear a moan, you can hear a whine, and you can have a gripe.
Gripe, or have a gripe.、Mm-hmm. Because I have a gripe.With something.
Yeah, with something or about something.
Okay, okay. 好那比如说这个人经常在吐槽他的工作。
Well, take your pick. Oh, he's always moaning about his job. He's always whining about his job.
He's always griping about
his
job.
He's always griping about his job. Why doesn't he just find a new job?
前面我说 wine 这个词、听起来很像红酒那个 wine、如果 我在吐槽这个红酒不好喝、Can I be whining about the wine?
There are many, many jokes in English about this relationship between wine, the drink, and wine, the sound. Yes.
是吗？我还以为我是第一个发现的呢。
Because you're not a wine drinker, and you never whine.
一个经常 wine 的人是一个 whiner?
Whiner.Yeah.
OK, 好的那我们今天最后要跟大家来聊的这个短语啊这个我觉得也是 很有意思的比那个 complain 要 colorful 很多
This is good, yeah, this is a really good one Make a fuss
Make a fuss
Right, so of course you want to say that together Make a fuss
Make a fuss
Make a fuss
F-U-S-S, 对吧
Right, now a fuss is basically a very uncomfortable or unpleasant situation
Okay
So when I think about this phrase I think about one of my old aunts at a restaurant You know, saying Oh, the soup is too cold Oh, now it's too hot Oh, now, you know, I'm too close to the door Yeah, it's just A person who always makes a fuss, we can call that person fussy.
Oh, how fussy.
I want it this way. I only want it this way. If it's any other way, no good.
Okay, 后面加一个 why. Oh, she's so fussy. Always fussy. Making a fuss.
Always making a fuss. Now, the other way we use make a fuss, and this is a much better way, in my opinion, is when you are a guest at someone's home, and they will say, oh, can I get you...some wine, or can I get you this, or can I get you that? And you say, oh, please, don't make a fuss.
就不要麻烦你
right,
是吧
Right, right, right. No need to make a fuss. Don't make a fuss.
Okay. 我喜欢这个短语的一点在于你可以加小和大加程度。
Oh, sure, yeah. So you can make a huge fuss. Oh, this is the worst. But you can also make a bit of a fuss.
对,一个小小的 bit of a fuss. 不是 small, 是吧 A bit of 更好。
Yeah, I would say a bit of a fuss.
好的,那我们 们今天的节目就到这儿，跟大家说了几种吐槽不一样的英语表达，你对哪一个印象最深刻呢？大家都可以在留言板块告诉我们。哎，好，最后问一下 Adam， 你经常说你是一个很喜欢 complain 的人。
Maybe before, maybe when I was younger.
哦，然后现在你就很有 attitude of gratitude.
I try to. But I do complain when mustard is too expensive.
感恩的心啊。好的，那今天的节目就到这儿，希望大家喜欢，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.